Okay, what we're going to do is for the next several weeks, we're going to study the book of Ephesians. Pastor asked me a while back if I wanted to teach, and I said, sure. And I'd been praying about, you know, what God would have for me. And at the time, I was in the book of Ephesians, and it was just heavy on my heart for that, so I went with it. So here we go. We're gonna do a verse by verse study of the book of Ephesians. And but first, I want to ask you this: how many letters were wrote to the Ephesian church? Anybody? Two letters. Okay, we know Paul wrote one because we're gonna study it, book of Ephesians. Who else wrote a letter to the church of Ephesus? John. And where was that at? Revelation. In the book of Revelation. So what we're going to do, we're going to go to that one first. And go to Revelation chapter 2. We know it was wrote by John. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 1. Now, I can tell you right now, we're going to be skipping around a whole lot, so just bear with me on that. Revelation chapter 2, and we're going to read 1 through 7. This is the message to the Ephesus church. And it says, "Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works, and thy labors, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne and hast patience, and for my name's sake has labored and hast not fainted. Nevertheless," now that, I don't know if you realize this, but this is Jesus talking. And he's saying all this good stuff, and then all of a sudden he says, but. Not that word, but nevertheless. So this made this threw up a red flag to me when I was studying this. It says, "Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent and do thy first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of his place. Out of his place, except thou repent. But this thou hast, that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of garden." So in this set of scriptures, the theme of this was found in verse 4. It says that they had left their first love. Now, as I studied this out, I tried to find out what that was, and what I found, come up with, it's in Ephesians 1. And if you go there, Ephesians 1 and verse 15 and 16. Ephesians 1, verse 15 and 16. It says, "Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and the love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers." So, I'm studying this. I'm trying to figure this out. Revelations was wrote something like 30 years later, because we see in the book of Revelations, it was wrote around 90 A.D. And where Ephesians was wrote around 60-61 A.D. So that's 30-something years later that it was wrote. So what I found that some commentaries had come up with this, that these were maybe second-generation Christians. And they had basically left their first love. They didn't have the devotion of that first love that they had over in the book of Ephesians. So I'm not saying that's 100% right, But that's what I've kind of found out. And to me, it kind of looks like that might be why he's he's telling them, nevertheless, red flags ought to go up right there. So anyway, so that is the book that John wrote. Now we're going to jump back over to the book of Ephesians. Now we know that Paul wrote the Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, and it is one of his, what the Bible calls his prison. He had wrote while he was in prison. And you see that in chapter 3 of Ephesians, verse 1, it says, "For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles." And then you see it also in 4:1, it says, "I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherein you are called." So Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Philemon were wrote while Paul was in prison in Rome. And they're referred to as the prison epistles. Okay, now, so what we're going to look at now, you can put that up on the screen, brother. We're going to look at Paul's journey to Rome. Can you put it up on the board, brother? Okay. Now, this is where we're going to be bouncing around, folks. over in chapter 27 of Acts, so hold your hand there in Ephesians and go to Acts chapter 27. This is where we see that Paul was on a ship and he was on his way to Rome. And in Acts chapter 27, it talks about the shipwreck, which happened right here at the island of Miletus. Okay? Now, and that's what chapter 27 is talking about, that shipwreck. And then what we're going to do is we're going to take it up in chapter 28, verses, and we're going to read verses 1 through 11. And go ahead and just leave that up, brother. And it says, "And when they were escaped," because the ship had wrecked, and in chapter 27 it tells them that God had told Paul that nobody would perish in the sea. "And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita. And the barbarous people showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us every one, because of the present rain and because of the cold. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, 'No doubt this is a murderer, though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffereth him not to live.' And he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm. Howbeit, they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. In the same quarters were the possessions of the chief man of the island, whose name was Publicus, who received us and lodged us 3 days courteously. And it came to pass that the father of Publicus lay sick of a fever and of a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid his hands on him and healed him. So when he was done, others also which had diseases in the island came and were healed, who also honored us with many honors. And when we departed, they laddened us with such things as were necessary. After 3 months, we departed in a ship of Alexandria, which had wintered in the isle, whose sign was Castor of Pollux." Okay, so here we see that they shipwrecked right there on that island. And from that point on, they stayed there. The Bible said they stayed about 3 months. And then they took off and headed up to Rome right there. Okay, now go ahead and put the the screen for if you have the two missionary journeys. Now, folks, a lot of Bibles nowadays, and if you have Bibles with maps in the back of them, if you do have that, you can turn, and we're going to look at it up there too. But where I got my studying from is map 13, which shows the missionary journeys of Paul. So if you have that, and that helps you, that's fine. But we're still going to have it up on the board. So Ephesus in Paul's day was a very large city, and it was located on the western coast of Asia Minor, or present-day Turkey. And it's right there, Ephesus. Okay, now, hold your place there in the book of Ephesians. And what we're going to do, we're going to jump over to chapter 18 of Acts. Chapter 18 of Acts. And we're going to read 19 through 21. Acts 18, 19 through 21 says, And he came to Ephesus and left them there, but he himself entered into the synagogue and reasoned with the Jews. When they desired him to tarry a long time with them, he consented not, but bade them farewell, saying, I must be by all means keep the feast that cometh in Jerusalem, but I will return again unto you if God will. And he sailed from Ephesus. So basically, at the end of Paul's second missionary journey, he landed there in Ephesus. And he tells them that I can't stay. I have to go to Jerusalem to keep the feast. So he left and went back to Jerusalem. That's the end of his second missionary journey. Now, look in Acts 19, chapter 19, and we're going to read verses 1 through 7. Acts 19, 1 through 7. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coast, came to Ephesus. And finding certain disciples, he said unto them, Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, We have not so much as even heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, Unto what then were you baptized? And they said, Unto John's baptism. Then said Paul, John verily baptized with a baptism of repentance, saying unto the people that they should believe on them which should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Ghost came upon them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied, and all the men were about 12. So this, when Paul gets here to Ephesus here, he encounters some of John the Baptist's disciples. And then he tells them all about Christ and that they needed to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and were. So, and then in same chapter 19, verses 8 and 9, it says, And he went into the synagogue and spake boldly for the space of 3 months, disputing and persuading the things concerning the kingdom of God. But when divers were hardened and believed not, but spake evil of that way before the multitude, he departed from them and separated the disciples, and disputing daily in the school of one Tyrannus. So basically he spent 3 months there, and then he left and went out of the synagogue. Then in verse 10 it says, And this continued by the space of 2 years, so that all which dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and both Greeks. Okay, so after that he turned his attention and he went out to the Gentiles. Now, for his ministry in part, of this part of Asia was 2 years. But if you go to chapter 20 and verse 31 of Acts, it says, Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone day and night. So Paul actually spent a total of 3 years in Ephesus, longer than any other area of ministry that he had. Okay, now, Ephesus was a major city for pagan religion. And what you had there, you had the large temple of the false goddess Diana. And that's in Acts 19, 23 through 41, if you want to read that part. Okay, now, in Acts chapter 20, verses 17 through 38, I'm going to read that to you. And it's a little lengthy, but I felt like I needed to read this. So Acts 20, 17 through 18, and this is all building up to this kind of an overview of Paul's ministry for Ephesus. So in Acts 20, 17 through the end of the chapter, I'm going to read it, says, "And from Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called the elders of the church. And when they were come to him, he said unto them, Ye know from the first day that I came into Asia, after what manner I have been with you at all seasons, serving the Lord with all humility of mind, and with many tears and temptations, which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance towards God and faith towards our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesses in every city, saying that bonds and affliction abide me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. And now, behold, I know that ye all among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God shall see my face no more. Wherefore, I take you, I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the gospel, all the counsel of God. Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock, which of the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also, of your own self shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Therefore, watch and remember, but that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone, night and day, with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. Yea, ye yourself know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me. I have showed you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, It is more blessed to give than to receive. And when he had thus spoken, he knelt down and prayed with them all. And they all wept sore and fell on Paul's neck and kissed him, sorrowing most of all for the words which he spake, that they should see his face no more. And they accompanied him to the ship. So, So Paul's third missionary journey, he briefly meets with the elders of the church, and his particular concern was about false doctrine entering into the church. That you see that in 29 through 31, what we just read. So doctrinally, the theme of the Ephesians is the church. Paul discusses in depth the mystery of the body of Christ that was revealed to him, how that the wall between the Jews and the Gentiles is now gone, and both are one in Christ. So what we're going to do today, I just wanted to do an overview of this. We're going to get into Ephesians next week. Now, Paul in the book of Ephesians, he talks about the position of believers, saved by grace, united in one body, equal in the body. Then he talks about the practice of believers in relationship to other believers, in relationship to spiritual gifts, in relationship to the former life, in relationship to evil, in relationship to the Holy Ghost, in relationship to home life, and in relationship to servants and masters. And then at the very end of the chapter, he talks about the protection of believers. And then he talks about against whom, and then he talks about with what, which will be the armor of God. And I'd almost like to just jump there and start, but I'm not. So today, that's kind of what I wanted to go over, do an overview of the book of Ephesians. So if you want to go forth studying next week, we're not going to get very far into it because we're going to talk about saints. And I know you guys all feel like a bunch of saints, because if you do, you're different from me. But we're going to get into that next week, and I'm going to go over what is our position in Christ and how that the Bible does call us, if you're born again, it calls you a saint. So I'm going to close right now. Dear Lord, we thank you, Father, for your word and your book. Lord, I'm sorry, Father, I forgot to even pray when I got started, Father, but you just forgive me for that, please. And be with us today, Lord, and help us to be able to look at your word and learn from it, Lord, and have it guide us and be our guiding light. And just show us the way, Lord, in all that we do. We love you, and we just want to be obedient to you, Lord. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.